In attendance at Bite Me were two prominent female figures in media. We were fortunate enough to speak with Trey Anthony, the writer, director, and producer of The Kink in My Hair. And she was also a special guest at the Bite Me panel about body images. Okay, my name is Kayon Vaz, and I am here at the second Bite Me Film Festival. And standing here in front of me is producer, director, writer extraordinaire Trey Anthony. Trey Anthony, tell us, what interested you in the actual festival?
Jill Andrews is a really great friend of mine, and when she told me that she was coordinating and putting this festival together, and just the whole notion of women coming together and talking about body image and the different pressures that we have and celebrating bodies, it's definitely an interest of mine and something that I feel very passionate about and things that I talk about constantly in my own work. And so I thought when she asked me to sit on the panel and just talk about my own experience of being a woman who doesn't fit the typical norms of Hollywood and being in that industry and some of the pressures I have encountered, I thought, of course, why not? I would love to do that and to have that platform to speak to others and also take a chance to check out some really great films. I was like, this is a great event. I'm there.
With all the issues in Hollywood in terms of putting individuals in a box in terms of what they define as beauty, others would say, why even try? Why didn't you just give up?
I think for myself, it wasn't a matter of saying that I wanted to create change in the work that I did. I think for myself, it was out of pure necessity, that I knew that a casting director was not going to cast someone who looks like me in the leading role. And I knew this because I had gone out to hundreds of auditions. And so I knew it had nothing to do at all with my talent, that it was all based on how I looked. And so I decided then, I said, you know what, if they are not going to cast me, then I will write my own show and I will cast myself in the lead. And so it really came out of anger, frustration, and necessity to really see myself authentically portrayed on TV and stage, and realizing that I couldn't just keep complaining. I really had to just take some sort of action if I was ever going to work in this industry.
And do you think more women are now stepping out, seeing that out of their frustration, their rejections, that they're now saying, okay, I'm going to take control and start writing my own story, start writing my own scripts? Do you see that revolution happening?
I definitely see it happening. I don't think it's happening enough, because I feel what has happened, and I experienced this with my own projects too. A lot of times you can have the creative idea to say, I want to start making my own projects, but really and truly, it's really about getting the funding to produce them and to get the support behind it. And so I think for a lot of women, a lot of us have really great ideas, and we really have the desire to want to see change, but what we don't have is the financial structure in place for us to do our projects and to do our projects well, and to also, after doing them, to get them out into the industry to be seen and to be taken seriously. So I think sometimes it's a very systemic barriers that are put in place for women who want to create change.
And how important is it for women, filmmakers, directors, playwrights, to actually have mentors, to have persons who surround you to educate you? How important is that?
It's very important, because I feel for myself, I've had a lot of women in the industry who have supported me and mentored me. And even for myself, to get my own TV show on air, I was very lucky that I was mentored by Kit Redman, who was very instrumental in being behind the W Network and RTR Media, and she was one of my mentors who was able to open quite a few doors for me and to get me in to get some meetings and things like that. So it's really important, and I think also too for women who are in positions of power to also open the door and be accessible to other women and to be mentors for them as well. So I find even for myself now, I'm realizing that I have a role and responsibility now to mentor other young women who are coming in the industry who want my help and for me to be as accessible to them as possible.
And the last question, what would you want any person who attended the festival to walk away with?
Ooh, wow, that's a good question. I think it's really about seeing the possibilities of yourself. And I think it's also about being honest with yourself and where you stand. I think it's wonderful to say, you know, as women, we need to feel better about ourselves and good about ourselves. But let's all be honest. Like, some days we have good days and some days we have bad days. And I myself, you know, just in there, in that little media room in the reception, I was like, I'm not going to eat the crackers. I'll just eat the cheese. Right? So, you know, like, so you're programmed, right? And so I think it's just having that honest dialogue, right? That, you know, to not always listen to that voice. And some days you eat the crackers and some days you don't, right? So I think it's just around having the forum to be able to speak honestly about the issues and that little voice in your head that tells you not to eat the crackers all of the time, right?
All right, thank you so much, Trey Anthony. This is Kayon Vass with CHR 105.5.
Thank you.
Thank you.